chairman of the CPP, Professor Emmanuel Dele, says failure by Parliament to approve the November 7 date is going to put a lot of financial strain on the parties, especially the so-called smaller parties. He said the decision to hold the elections in November was agreed at an IPAC meeting and expressed surprise at the MPP rejection of the bill. Professor Dele spoke with Felix Kofi.
We thought that there was a consensus building between the two parties, the MPP and NDC. And the reports we had from committee, legal affairs and constitutional affairs, I thought that they had come to an agreement that the date should be affirmed so that we could go on. And also because all the political parties, we were prepared for it. And the EC, the commissioner, was always emphasizing that all would be well. So we projected our campaign to end by October. And now that they have come out, it's democracy. So we have to support the idea and make sure that we readjust. Of course, it's going to cost us changing dates. And then more importantly, we will have a financial strain on that. And Ghanaians were hoping that the members of parliament will come to consensus building and make sure that we do this. Because the transitional bill, I think, was passed. And we were all hoping that this time around, we will do it ourselves. And they kept on hammering on us that it will come. So we are surprised that despite this so-called consensus, at the last minute, they took the decision. And this democracy, the good thing about democracy is that when the majority says yes, the rest of us must adjust. We are telling the EC to be very alert. We have been advising the EC that time is important, because when you do these things late and then you say yes, later on is no, it erodes that confidence that people have in the institution. And that is what we as a party, we have been insisting that we must respect our institutions, we must try to trust our institutions, and we should encourage them to perform. So I think this is a lesson for all of us, that look, our institutions must sit up and then do things timely. It's the timeliness which has brought us into this situation. Maybe, as you rightly said, if they were sent earlier, and I also know when I was chairman, between 2003, 2004 to 2008, this idea came, and we had a unanimous decision that, but look at the number of years which have passed. So it's both NPP and NDC, they do. They are to be blamed because they should have seen that this was done years ago. But this blame thing is this, either NPP or NDC. I think anything that comes in the interest of the country, let us all support the idea.
Chairman of the CPP, Professor Ed